WHHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Israeli troops have occupied the largest hospital in Gaza in their hunt for Hamas terrorists and hostages. The BBC's Yoland Nell.
One witness told the BBC it was stormed by more than 100 commandos who entered the main emergency department. Some were masked and shouted in Arabic, "Don't move, don't move," he said, adding that several tanks had also entered the complex. We can't independently verify his account. Israel, without making public any visual evidence, has consistently argued that Hamas uses hospital buildings and has an underground base on the site. The US, for the first time, said it had its own intelligence confirming those claims. Hamas has continued to deny them.
The Israeli military now says its forces have provided incubators and baby food to that hospital. No government shutdown for now, says CBS's Scott McFarlane on Capitol Hill.
The US House has passed, pretty overwhelmingly, a bill to keep the government open through early 2024. The Senate is expected to do the same shortly, but really this is just a short-term solution. They're going to have to battle this out again come the new year, when a bipartisan agreement may be harder to come by.
The bipartisan vote was 336 to 95, with 93 Republicans voting against the bill. A new report shows steep increases in suicides among some groups of older men and women. CBS's Alexander Tin is on the Health Watch.
Comparing rates of suicide deaths from 2001 to 2021 among Americans ages 55 and older, a new report from the CDC has found rates of death in men climbed 25% among those ages 55 to 64. That's the largest increase in suicide deaths of any age group of men over 55 years old. In women, the largest increase was in ages 65 to 74 years old, though suicide rates in women remain a fraction of those in men.
A report published by the British medical journal The Lancet is sounding the alarm about the health consequences of climate change. One of the authors, Marina Romanello, says inaction on climate change could lead to a sharp increase in heat-related deaths by the middle of this century.
We could expect 370% increase in heat-related mortality, 50% more potential labor hours being lost due to heat exposure.
The rise of online shopping has led to a record number of package thefts. What can you do about it? Nick Wolny is a senior editor at CNET.
We don't actually know if having a video doorbell reduces porch theft. It does help you in the event of an insurance claim.
Wall Street ended the day Tuesday deep in the green. The Dow closed up almost 1.5%. S&P 500 was up almost 2%. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 40 overnight under partly cloudy skies, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 60, lows around 38 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 47.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Mattenair.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you for joining us. Greg Bach is here with me in studio. Calvin is on the board. You can always chime in. You can call and or text at 844-967-2789, 844-96-HEARTY. Thank you, Greg Bach. Just a reminder, too, if you want to watch some hoops tonight, well, watch, listen to some hoops tonight. Wisconsin is at Providence with a 5 p.m. tip-off. You can listen to the game at WFHR, Homegrown Radio in Wisconsin Rapids, on WRCE, News from the Center in Richland Center, and WLAK, Lake Air in Amory.
I love radio call letters when they like make a thing.
A thing? Yeah. It's a thing.
Yeah.
So you can listen to the game tonight starting at 5 o'clock, the tip-off, Wisconsin at Providence on several Civic Media radio stations. Coming up at 11:30, Johnny Watermelon, our colleague here, is going to join us in studio. He's heading up to deer camp on Thursday, and we started talking off air just about deer camp stories and thought it would be fun to hear from Johnny and from you. Your deer camp stories at 844-967-2789. Start thinking about it now. We will be taking your calls after 11:30. Stick around for that. Right now, though, the Better Business Bureau is out warning us about an old scam that's got a new twist. It's called the Can You Hear Me scam. Are you familiar with this?
Yes.
You know of the Can You Hear Me scam?
Yes.
This has long been used to coerce businesses into buying office supplies that they never actually ordered. And now they're targeting people, just individual people. So BBB says that consumers say the calls they're getting now are about vacation packages, cruises, warranties. I always get the warranty calls, and even Medicare cards. So far, nobody's reported losing any money, but they keep at it until it hits, right? There will eventually be someone who's going to fall for this.
I no longer get warranty calls. I get text messages about USPS. My inbox, it's not phone calls, so I guess it may not count. It's still a scam.
It's still a scam.
I get text. If you look at my blocked and spammed folder on my phone, it is
enormous.
50 texts of, this is the USPS. Your package has arrived. You must contact us right now. And I went from just the typical like, oh, your car warranty is out of blah, 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 blah.
Sure.
Now this is their jam with me. And I think it happened because I fell for it once. I woke up one Christmas morning. I got a text message. It said, oh, your package didn't arrive. And I clicked on it. I'm like, all right, cool. I put in all my credit card information.
Oh, Greg, no.
And within 10 minutes, I realized what I had done. And I went and I clicked through the link again and I saw the link. I'm like, this is not the United States Postal Service. So I got in my car. I sped to my bank and I closed out everything that was attached to it. And luckily, nothing happened.
You're fortunate.
Very good to go because, you know, they can drain your stuff immediately.
Oh, absolutely.
And it was about 20 minutes from realization to taken care of. But man, now it, oh, it, I, oh,
and isn't that awful? That feeling that you get the 5 minutes after you send that information off, and it's like all of a sudden you get this icky, sick stomach feeling. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I just did a really stupid thing.
Yep. And then you got to deal with the panic and trying to fix it. And then the utter frustration and humiliation of yourself.
Right.
You're like, oh, I thought I was a smart person. And that's the thing is, you're not dumb for falling for it. It just, we're thrown so much information that sometimes you click on the wrong thing. And all of a sudden, kaboom, now you have malware.
Yeah. We're talking about the Better Business Bureau is out with a new warning about an old scam with a new twist. It's called the Can You Hear Me scam. And I think this is targeted for people who are my age and older. Mm-hmm. I'm 63, and I, you know, old people still answer their phones. And so here's how it goes in the original version. Your phone rings, you answer it, and almost immediately they ask, can you hear me? So the whole goal is to get you to say yes.
Yep.
Which we do almost instinctively. You know, sometimes the caller will say, I'm having problems with my headset, you know, fumbling around a little bit. Can you hear me? And what they're waiting for is for you to say yes. Now, the trouble with that is this caller could be a robocall who is recording your conversation, and that yes that you gave can later be edited to make it sound like you authorized a major purchase. Think about that.
Trust me.
It's terrifying.
I think about it more than I should, honestly, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. So in this new version, the caller may say, is this Greg Bach? Or some other question where your answer would be a simple yes. So some recent examples, he waited for me to answer yes to, did I get my new Medicare card? I was set with all my cards. I told him so. He just hung up. I redialed the number to see if it was Medicare. There was no such number in service. Yep. Another one of these, can you hear me, robocall? The caller asked if I could hear him, and when I said yes, I believe my response was recorded. Another complaint, I got a call from an unknown number. I had been applying for a lot of jobs, so I answered it. The caller said, hello. I said, hi. The woman said, hello, can you hear me? I said, yes, this is Greg Bach. The caller disconnected.
Yeah.
I tried to call it back, but it wouldn't connect. It said the number was not valid. Once they got you recorded saying that, yes, they can edit it, and then who knows what they can buy.
That's...
And rack it up on your cards.
That is one of the reasons why I don't take any phone calls.
That you don't recognize?
Yeah, my phone has like... There's three layers of security. Like, there's one where you call Jane Mattenair, mm-hmm. and it says Jane Mattenair. I know who you are. It's your phone number. I say hello. Next level is if it's not sure, if my phone's not sure, it will allow me to screen the call. So I'll press a button and I'll say, Google is screening this call because it's coming from an unknown number. Please state who you are and what you're calling about. It'll and then send me a little thing saying, hey, it's Jane Mattenair. I need to pick you up for lunch. I'm calling from another number.
Okay.
And then finally, the third one, when it just knows it's a scam call, it'll immediately screen it out and block the number for me.
Oh, that's nice.
It's amazing. I mean, I have hundreds of blocked numbers on my phone now.
So what the BBB suggests that we do is, like you just said, use caller ID to screen your calls.
Yep.
Don't answer unfamiliar numbers. If it's important and you know these people, they're going to leave you a message.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
Just hang up. Yes. If someone calls and says, can you hear me? Or is this Greg Bach? Don't answer yes. Just hang up. And of course, as we become more aware and more suspicious, the scammers change their tactics, right? So you have to be a little suspicious, unfortunately. You just do.
I mean, unfortunately, that's where we're at right now. And I was just trying to find a word that wasn't suspicious, but yeah, you just got to be a little more suspicious.
Cautious.
Dang it.
Cautious.
There you go.
You like cautious better?
That's much better.
All right. We're happy with cautious. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Have you fallen for a scam? How did it work? What was the resolution? We have Fred from Cottage Grove is on the line. Good morning, Fred. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, I get those calls too. And I always say, who's calling? And they immediately hang up.
Oh, it's like, whoop, I'm not even going there.
Yeah, a lot of times I've got Verizon and that identifies the caller. A lot of times it's from some location that I have no idea where it's from or anything else. And if I usually don't answer them. If it's important, they'll leave a message.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Otherwise, if I do answer it, I'll just say, who's calling?
So
if they just said something, just who's calling, then I'll hang up.
So you've gotten this one in particular, Fred, where they say, is this Fred? And then you just say, who's calling? And then they hang up.
Whatever they say. they say, well, I'm from Medicare or whatever else or something else. I said, who's calling? And they'll hang up.
Well, good for you. Thank you for calling, Fred. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you want to share a scam that you have been a victim of or how you handle them, like Fred, Better Business Bureau says if this happens to you, you should make a note of the number and then report it to them so they can keep track of it and help warn other people. Scam tracker information with government and law enforcement agencies, so they can use everything they have to track down these companies. I don't know how often they actually ever catch these people.
I mean, I think it's almost because and you said a couple of the examples that they left, which is, you know, they'll use ghost phone numbers. Essentially, they'll commandeer your phone number for a moment, use it for a call, and then boom, it's gone. That happened to me once where, excuse me, someone called me. I almost said my phone number over the air. My God. It came up as like two numbers away from my phone number. I was like, this is very odd.
That's strange.
So I picked it up and there was nothing there. So I turned it off or I hung up and then I called the number back and guy goes, hello. I'm like, hi, you called me? Like, I didn't call you. I'm like, you didn't call me at all. And then I found out what happens is people can use phone numbers that are already in service as a ghost number, call you. And then either it's a number that leads nowhere or it's somebody else. That's the scary thing.
Wow.
That is the reason why I no longer answer any phone calls that I don't recognize. If their name isn't in my contacts, I do not answer it. You can text me or you can leave a message, but I'm not taking your call.
Well, as Fred said, if it's important, they'll leave a message.
Exactly.
And so that's the easiest, I guess, and simplest way to protect yourself. Better Business Bureau also says that you can join the Do Not Call registry, which I have done, but it doesn't.
It's a very narrow scope of who has to abide by that. It's fine, but it's definitely not a stopping issue. It's just a stopgap, if you will.
And check your bank and credit card statements regularly.
Heck yeah.
For unauthorized charges. The one that I fell for was actually an email. And it was either, I don't remember if it was my Amazon account or my HBO account or something, and your credit card is not working. All of these things, and I was a sucker, and I fell for it. And I'll tell you what happens when we come back.
All right.
You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. Stay with us, and you can share with us, too, at 844-967-2789. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
The morning show on WFHR. It's different.
You can choose your mood. You can choose to, well, you know what? I didn't get much sleep last night, but I'm still going to have a good day. Or still going to give it all I can. Or be in a good spirit when I do the morning show today.
That's what I do every day with you, too.
I was going to say, what, you mean my normal mood of what, mild contempt for everyone around me? Okay, yeah, that's usually what I'm doing, yeah.
Sarcasm extraordinaire.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. right here on Locally Grown Radio.
The Todd Almost Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matner in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach with me in studio. Calvin is on the board. You can always chime in, text and or call at 844-967-2789. Just a reminder, too, tomorrow morning, 10:33, Kristen will be joining us from home, checking in.
I was in the last part, just before, I was like, wait a minute, is Kristen going to be on the show tomorrow?
Tomorrow, 10:33. Maybe we'll see Frankie Lou. We'll see how that goes. I did get to see her on Saturday.
Nice. Was it adorable?
It was adorable. She is perfect, essentially. And then when she starts crying, I can leave. So it's really great.
This is yours?
Remember, this baby is your baby.
I'm going to go do something irresponsible now.
Yep. So join us tomorrow morning at 10:33. Stick around. Also, we want to hear your deer camp stories. Johnny Watermelon, our friend and colleague here at Civic Media, is heading up to deer camp on Thursday, and he's going to come in and share the appropriate for air.
The AFA?
Yes. Yes. Nice. The appropriate for air deer camp stories, and we would love to hear from you as well coming up at 11:33. Right now, though, we're just talking about this new warning from the Better Business Bureau about a new twist on an old scam, the Can You Hear Me scam, where you say yes, and then essentially they can record your yes and edit it out and then use that to make purchases. The new twist on this is they call and say, is this Greg Bach? And you say yes.
Yes.
And then away they go.
So here's a weird thing. What stops someone from recording us right now? You say, is this Greg Bach? I say, yes, on the radio. Someone just puts their recorder.
Are you trying to help this bad people?
I don't know. I mean, like, trust me. Do you think I'm the first one to ever think of it? You think I'm the first? Like, you know, like I thought I came up with the idea for Let It Be the Record, but I didn't come up with it. The Beatles came up with it before.
Greg Bach putting us all at risk. Thank you, Greg Bach. No, I'm kidding. A texter from the 262 listening on WAUK. We screen our calls. As the last caller said, if it's important, they'll leave a message. Absolutely. Yeah. Once in a while, for fun, I will answer and make fart noises into the phone. Sometimes it's just the little things.
Is this Greg Bach? What do you think?
It's the little things in life that bring joy. 844-967-2789 if you want to join us. Tom from McFarland is on the line. Good morning, Tom. We're talking scams.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I received the scam where the caller came up as Rock County Sheriff Department.
Uh-oh.
And when I answered, he said he was a detective, and he's calling because of a failure to appear, that I was supposed to be in court. And because I failed to appear, that now there is a warrant for my arrest. And at the time, I'm thinking, like, wow, you know, I didn't even remember we were receiving this. And because he came up as Rock County Sheriff and he gave me his badge number, you initially think that this is legit.
Oh, sure.
But then I started thinking, well, why would they have a detective assigned to a failure to appear case? And you talk about low priority. And then when you said I can take care of this by having a fine, or paying that fine by just coming down to the area, the courthouse, with gift cards. Then I knew right away, it's like, I don't think that they're going to be needing gift cards at Rock County Courthouse.
Boy, they were doing so well, too, Tom, right? Up to that point, doing pretty good.
We take cash, Bitcoin, or Quiznos gift cards. Come down to the back alley of the police department and bring Quiznos gift cards.
Oh, that is so funny, Tom.
That reminds me.
Thank you so much for sharing.
That reminds me of another scam that was happening where, I don't know if this happened to you or to you, Calvin, but you get a phone call or it was a voicemail. It would be like, the FBI are on their way to your house right now to execute a warrant. If you want to be safe, you give us a call with your information. And it's not just like my voice. It's like a robotic, weird voice. It's kind of terrying because you feel like you're in some sort of, you know, post-apocalyptic
dystopian.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and bring every gallon of water you can find.
Jim in Appleton checking in on the text line. Years ago, I got hit by a very similar scam. It took me no longer to say it. I no longer say yes. I answer with it is when I've asked if it's me or correct. when they're looking for a yes.
Yeah, I thought about that too. It's like
correct could still get you in trouble.
Or I thought affirmative or correct could do that. I you know, go with the 40-year-old virgin. Be like, is this Greg Bach? I don't know. Is it Greg Bach? Can you hear me? Can I hear you? I don't know. Can I hear you? Just keep asking questions.
Playing with fun with scammers.
Yeah, exactly.
Fun with scammers.
But you said you had something happen to you.
So I got this email. And again, I don't remember if it was my Amazon card or HBO or whatever. We're having problems processing your payment.
Yeah.
There's a problem with your card. And it looks legitimate. It looks like a legitimate email. And so I clicked on it.
Yep.
I entered a new card. Within 3 days, there were bogus charges on my card. So
how
I had
much
to
did
cancel.
They get from you?
It was only about $138. So they were having a slow day.
Yeah.
I don't know. But still, then you have to cancel the card and you have to, you know, it's going through the hassle. It's a pain in the neck.
One of the things I was watching, I can't remember what it was, but they said, they said that if you get an email like that, always click on the email address because it's never just going to be like customer service or info at like, let's say HBO.com. It's not going to be that company, but it's not going to look like it's going to be, you know, 487XQ9 at something, something other.
So that's your heads up.
Yeah. If you get what looks like, if you think it's a scam email, look at the email it's coming from. And it's usually going to be something really screwed up looking. And most of these companies, they're going to tell you up front, we're not going to take your credit card information over email, social security. Do not give that stuff out
ever.
If you know, they have other means, you're usually going to a secure website and going through encryption and whatnot.
Right. And that you can tell with a little lock.
Yes, exactly.
That's in the upper left-hand corner.
Exactly.
I just always worry about the elderly who are not necessarily tech savvy. Yeah. I know that people, that's shocking to some, that people my age are not always up on everything. So
you're not elderly, though.
I'm 63. I'm officially a senior citizen.
I know, but you're not elderly. There's a difference between senior citizen and elderly. Senior citizen is like your age. Elderly is like, I remember when Truman dropped the bomb.
Gosh, thank you. I feel like a spry young thing of 55.
You know, there you go. Exactly. You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
I'm not going to scam you on compliments, that's for sure.
Thank you so much, Greg Bach. All right. When we come back, Deer Camp stories from Deer Camp, only good stories. We want this to be a fun, upbeat.
Appropriate,
yes. And no naughties. Please, because we don't want Kelvin to have to go rushing for the dump button and make sure everything's cleared up. Johnny Watermelon will be joining us when we come back, so stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go.
I just can't.
I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding.
I'm a speaker. I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Teachers, learners, schools, and communities have never faced more challenges than they do in 2023. Is education a matter of national security? Major elections, artificial intelligence, educator shortages, these issues have serious implications. Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci break it down every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. for you and your neighbor. Busted Pencils on the Civic Media Network.
Find previous shows and more at civicmedia.us.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own? It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got 4 in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to 4. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 40 overnight under partly cloudy skies, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 60, lows around 38 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 47.
I'm a deer hunter, how do you do? I got the deer hunting rapping tale for you. I'm so excited, it's my favorite time of year. I love to feast my buns, chasing trophy deer. But don't clap your hands to the stomping of the feet, cause yeah, he's like me, he can't keep a steady beat, no.
Come on, now you get hit with the beat, hey. You can do
it. Good morning, welcome to As Goes Wisconsin, Jane Matinier. In for Kristen Bry, Calvin on the board, Greg Buck with me in studio, and joining us, our friend and colleague, bringing props and sound effects, our very own Johnny Watermullen. Thank you so much for joining
us, Johnny.
Sure.
How are you doing, Jane and Greg? Thank you for having me on today.
Well, I'm certainly more awake now with the blaze orange that you're wearing. If you're watching on the stream, that should really grab you.
Yeah, you can definitely see Johnny Watermullen right now. He's very here.
I thought I'd get in costume for you guys today when you invited me in to do this little segment. I thought, you know what? I'm going to go home and get a couple props. So I'm in my blaze orange today. And safety first when you're out in the field with firearms.
That's
man.
Right.
That's the key. So
that's right.
So that's why I got that.
So you hunt with firearms?
Absolutely. Yeah, I bow hunt and crossbow, and I do firearms. So.
He just got a deer.
Yeah, I just got a deer with my crossbow a couple weeks ago.
I don't know why that's. I don't know. Like, crossbow is such a movie
Renaissance
weapon
thing.
Medieval.
Like a movie weapon to me. Like
Game of Thrones.
Gather the crossbow. We're taking the wall by night. Oh, we're going to get a deer.
These compound crossbows that they make now are remarkable.
They're incredible. They're like shooting a gun, really. They have so much energy behind that bolt is what it's called. Not the arrow, but a bolt in a crossbow. And I got a cute little story for you, as long as we're on the crossbow thing.
Sure.
I was in my stand the other day and patiently waiting for this deer to come in. And a little chickadee landed right on the broadhead. Now, those broadheads are literally razors, okay? So they're very, very sharp. And he grabbed onto that thing.
Oh, my.
And just looked at it and went, cheep, 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 cheep. And then he flew up the bolt about 6 inches away from my face. And I thought, my God, how cool is this? And he's looking at me. He knows I'm a critter. And he's going, cheep, 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 cheep. And he looks and I go, it can't get any better. He flies up and lands on my head.
Oh, Johnny.
Yeah, it was just so cool. You know, it was really a back to nature thing. It was such a kumbaya moment. You don't get that unless you're bow hunting.
Well,
you're in a stand like that, being quiet, camoed up.
Yeah. Exactly. We talked about hunting a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And another texter had shared with us the same thing. He said, there's nothing better than being up in a stand. And he actually hangs a bird feeder.
Yeah. Yeah. My friend Todd does that.
So
occasionally, yeah.
So he can.
Yeah,
they have a lot of interaction with the birds.
And another quick little story is I was up in the same stand last year, and it was getting a little bit dark. It was still, I could see, but on my compound bow, I have sights that have lights on them, okay?
Sure.
So just you could see a little bit when it gets right before quitting time. And I'm sitting there, and I'm just quiet as a mouse. There's nothing going on. And unbelievable, an owl came in with his talons out trying to grab at that lighted sight.
Oh,
and it scared the hell out of me. I mean, it really did. And at the last moment, it turned and landed on the branch next to me. And I was just like, my heartbeat went up. And I've seen a lot of critters in the woods. That thing really scared me. It was so weird. And they're silent flyers. I don't know if you know this about owls.
Very quiet.
But they're very, very quiet. They're so stealth. And I was just sitting there minding my own business. And this owl comes in with both talons coming in for that sight. And what? Was like, holy mackinoli.
What do you think he thought it was?
I think he thought it was some kind of a little bird of prey.
Or they were
like
eyes
a squirrel or something.
He thought they were eyes.
I thought it was a reflection in the setting sun, maybe a squirrel or something. But I got to tell you, that set me straight, and I was kind of done. He sat there for about 20 seconds, maybe 30 seconds, and he took off, kind of looked at me and did that crazy owl neck thing that they do.
It's like, don't ever come to my neighborhood again.
I know. It's like I was trespassing. You know, so he straightened me out.
Oh, man. Well, I bet
that was a scary moment.
I bet.
Yeah,
it's kind of weird. I bet that woke you up.
Yeah, it really did. I was glad, and I was just bragging about that to my buddy Todd when I went back to deer camp. And I'm telling him the story, and he's just like, wow, that's never happened to me. And it's like, that was the first time for me, dude. And I've been in the woods for a long time on a lot of occasions, so that was really cool.
And even having the bird land on your head.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. I mean, that just doesn't happen.
You know, it was such a peaceful moment with that chickadee. I was telling my friends how spiritual and kind of a kumbaya thing that was. And the reverence and the non-threatening posture of that little bird. It's just like, you know, he knew I was a living creature. And we just kind of had like this little bonding moment, and he was cool. And then a little shortly while after that, a red squirrel came up the tree and went right behind me, right behind my neck and my ear, and was checking me out. And they do what they call kind of what we call kind of bitching. And they beep, 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 beep. And he was upset that I was kind of in his turf. And I said, you know what? The gig's kind of up. So then I packed up my stuff and I went
You're
home.
Not afraid they're going to bite you?
Well, not really. I mean,
can't
they're...
figure out if the animals love you or hate you.
I think they're into me, man. You know? I attract all kinds of critters when I'm up there. It's so much fun to see all the different animals that come through. You know, the raccoons, the rabbits, all the blue jays. You know, anything that... I've even seen coyotes come through. It's just a lot of fun. I saw a couple of bear and just, it's very interesting to be that close, that quiet, and just be part of that whole, interactive circle of nature and not being in a threatening way.
Yeah.
It's just a beautiful thing, the bow hunting thing.
That's really cool. If you want to share a deer camp story, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can call and or text. Would love to hear your deer camp stories. Now, Johnny, you're leaving on Thursday for deer camp. Where do you hunt?
I have had the privilege to hunt at a place in Buffalo County. Okay, so I've got a very good friend that I've had for a long, long time. His name is Glenn Ponke. Him and his son, Austin, allow me to hunt their property for the last 38 years.
Wow.
And if anybody, you deer hunters out there, you know how prized it is to be able to hunt in that territory. Buffalo County.
So now this is way up north, and it's right along the river.
It's actually west. Well, it's more west.
Northwest.
It's on the Mississippi River. Yeah, it's northwest. So if you know where La Crosse is for your geographical marker, take about another, say, 60, 70 miles north on the Mississippi. That's Buffalo County.
Okay.
So it's been known for a long time to produce these incredible bucks. And I think it has something to do with the minerals in the soils and the rock formations and just the plant life there. But it's got a long history of producing huge bucks. So I just got a picture the other day of a guy that did a bull kill up there, 16 points. I mean, that thing was massive. It was a huge bodied deer. It was the biggest buck I've ever seen get harvested out of that area. It's just incredible. And I got to tell you, Austin and Glenn have shot a lot of big deer. I was lucky enough to harvest a nice one a few years ago, but Austin is the go-to guy at deer camp. If you wanna have a good shot at a nice deer,
yeah,
hang around with Austin because he really knows his deer hunting stuff. He can really push. He drives. He's a quick gun. He's just a lot of fun to hang out with.
Well, that's really cool. How on earth do you get an animal that large out of the woods?
Well, here's the thing, okay? So at that point during gun season, it's a little bit different than bow season because they're a little more threatened. They smell all the scent in the air. They hear all the hunters and that sort of stuff. They're off their natural patterns, and they're just kind of running around trying to get to a safe place. A lot of them park until they get pushed, and that's why deer hunters do drives.
Right.
Okay? But for the most part, they can do a couple of things where the girl deers go, and what they're saying is, hey, nice buckaroo, what are you doing tonight?
And are you busy later?
Are you busy?
Should have had Calvin pull up some sexy music. I just, you know.
Why, hello, Miss Doe. I'm ready to go. And they get together. So that's the kind of thing. So that's the mating in the rut season is what they call when they're in rut. And they're chasing each other around trying to make whoopee. So when they get out of their regular patterns, their senses of security and they take more risks when they want to breed, okay?
Sure.
So they're out of their natural kind of safeguard elements, and the bucks start to do stupid stuff, okay?
They're not thinking.
They're not thinking with their head.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is that just shows how we're all connected as men.
Yeah,
we've
right.
all done that thing. We're like, I shouldn't go in that house right now, but man, I might make out with a girl.
Right.
Here we go.
I shouldn't buy her a drink, but I think I'm gonna see where it ends up.
Yep.
So that's how that thing happens, and we've just been so fortunate in that piece of property and with those guys to really have successful hunts over the years, and we're just really lucky to have that spot. So,
well, but, you never answered my question though.
Oh, I'm sorry.
With a 16 point buck.
Yeah.
Do you use an ATV to get it out of there?
You would have to, because it was a really big body deer. And I'll tell you, the cliffs during the bluffs, it's right on the Mississippi River.
It's supposed to be okay? So beautiful.
It is an incredible place to spend some time in. But the cliffs, the vertical degree, literally are about 30 to 40% in some of the easy places, okay? Now, these drivers have to walk up these cliffs to drive the deer to the standers. So it's incredibly hard. So that's why the young guys in camp get nominated to do that. Now, we all did enough of that, but now the older dudes like me, we're standers, and we sit on top of the ridge, and it's very difficult. And yes, to answer your question, we use a lot of ATVs and ropes.
Yeah, you'd
have
to.
Most of the time, we pull them down the ridge.
Okay.
Once in a while, if they're close up to the top, we'll pull them out. But yeah, we use ATVs.
We're talking deer camp stories. Johnny Watermelon, our colleague here at Civic Media, is heading up to deer camp on Thursday. If you want to share yours, you can call and or text at 844-967-2789.
So what is the biggest deer you've ever gotten, and what is the biggest deer you've ever seen gotten that wasn't gotten by you?
The biggest one I ever got was, we'll call it a 10-point. He was missing one little tiny because he was a fighter, and it was during kind of the rut scene. But I shot a really nice deer off of Glenn's property several years ago, and it's actually mounted in kind of his bar area there. And that's probably the biggest one that I ever got, and it was a very big deer. I just was so happy and proud to harvest that animal. And then the biggest one I've ever seen come off of that particular piece of property was shot by Austin, and it was really about a 12-point deer. So it was a big buck, had long tines, and it was a big-bodied deer. So it was just really...
Like saying they're husky.
Oh, the ladies it's love them when they're husky.
Not a fat deer.
They got
big
the big,
bone.
Big,
he's a big
thrown-out necks, you know. They got the big husky blown-out necks. Yeah, so those are some of the big ones, and there's quite the mounts in that area that Glenn's got this nice bar area, and there's a lot of deer hanging up there.
Wow!
And we're fortunate to harvest a lot of does and take some bucks. And the rules change a little bit from year to year, where the guys will say, you know what, this year we're only taking basket six, or we're only taking eights, or that kind of thing.
Okay. Wait, what is it? Say that again. We're only taking what six?
Basket six is kind of like what they call a little basket on the antlers.
Okay.
It's like a little, it kind of shapes like in a little basket.
Okay.
Or, you know, the guys might say, you know what, this deer for deer management, we don't want to shoot anything less than an eight or something like that. Or sometimes they'll say, you know what, let's keep in good communication. Everybody's got cell phones, this, you know, now. You know, we're going to take half a dozen does or whatever the number is. And then we're going to kind of settle down and reassess the deal.
Regroup.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Share your deer camp stories with us. We got just a couple of minutes. Can we get a quick one in? And then we'll share more after the break.
Sure. You want me to tell a quick story now?
Real quick.
Okay, fine one. It's the five spirit deer. I was in my stand that I've been in for years, and these guys were driving some deer, and I saw them coming up the ridge, and I thought, okay, get ready, Johnny. Here it is, and there he was. And I've done this several times. I had my 30-odd six with me with a scope. It was a bolt action. Here come the deer, and they kind of stop right underneath me. It's like, I got to go open sights, can't get them in the scope. Next thing I know, I find the first one, squeeze it off, bam, 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 and I'm shooting these deer. And I'm thinking, we're going to be done. It's going to be an early season. Sure. We're going to the hot tub. It's going to be great. Get down there, get up, and everybody's going, hey, you know, Johnny, you must have, you did a great job, right? Go down there. Not a single deer. Not a drop of blood.
You missed all of them?
I missed five deer. So when Joel Clayfish tells about people missing deer, that was my humble moment, and I call that the five spirit deer story. So.
Bummer.
Sometimes they get away. Sometimes they get away. Stay with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
He looked at me and yawned, and then a flash of white, and there he was, gone.
It's all right, Clyde. Yeah, don't worry about it. Oh, guys. Oh,
yeah, God. Seven men got up, and then one fell down. A big lump of blaze horn shaking on the ground. At first I thought he was one of the boys, but it was a no brother good in law man from Illinois.
Only cheese had to hear, right, boys?
Send him back on the next plane, you know.
Did you see the 30-pointer?
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 As we jumped into the truck, then I'm going to get that 30-point buck.
I'm going to get that 30-point buck. I'm going to get that 30-point buck.
30-point buck.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. Go to loveshriners.org.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Visit RobertHackDiamonds.com.
Up North News Radio with Pat
the
Breitner.
Shaw.
Are you asking the court to do?
I ain't never
rack buck. No one ever stops to peek in the bed of my truck.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry, Calvin on the board, Greg Mock and Johnny Watermelon with me in studio. I highly recommend you jump on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter. Johnny not only dressed up in his blaze orange, he brought props as we're talking about deer camp and heading up to deer camp. He's leaving on Thursday to go up around around La Crosse.
Buffalo County.
It looks just beautiful up there. What other deer camp stories can you... Can we share on the radio without getting in trouble?
Sure. Well, when I was a younger man, there was probably some stuff that was a little more outside of GP, but we'll stick to the GP stuff here. You know, mostly they're field stories. I'll give you another one here that I was in the Alpha 1 of what they call the fingers of the ridges there, and Kettner, a guy by the name of Mike Kettner, was doing a little drive with Glenn, and they were pushing these deer, and all of a sudden I hear, "Here they come!" You know, and they're just, I could, like, something's happening.
Yep.
So I, you know, they're I kind of perk up. They're moving. And sure enough, two does and a nice buck came running out towards me, and they damn near ran me over, Jane. I mean, I got down on one knee to kind of protect myself because they were coming hard. They had no idea I was there. Okay, these deer were just running for their lives.
Panicked, yeah.
Because they were scared that Glenn and Mikey were pushing them. So, and I had my automatic shotgun at that time, and... I was fortunate enough to harvest all three of them, so I got a trifecta.
No
in that thing.
Kidding.
Yeah. Bam, bam, bam. So that was an opposite of the five spirit deer deal. Yeah, so I was pretty fortunate there. So, you know, that's one cute story. And then the other one that I think comes to mind is I was hunting with Glenn's dad, Kenny, which is a fabulous guy. We were in his blind, or his stand, I guess we'll call it. And Glenn pushes just a huge buck, man. He goes, "Here he comes. He's a big one." You know, and he's got this deer on the run that runs right by us. And it was a bitterly cold day that day. And Kenny, you know, he's the senior deer hunter. So he gets first shot at everything, right?
Sure, sure.
Okay. And he kind of lifts up his gun. He can't pull the trigger. And I'm going, "Shoot him, Kenny. Shoot him." And he just goes, I can't. My fingers are froze. Oh, no. And the thing's kind of, you know, turning
away.
So I lift up my gun, and by then it was just a little bit, kind of a long shot, and let one go, and, you know, the deer got away. So, anyway.
Some of them are always going to get away.
Yeah. So, it's, you know, sometimes it happens and sometimes it doesn't, but that was a great story, you know, showing that these deer are very elusive. They're moving a lot faster than you think, and, you know, it's just a lot of fun to be out in the field and they have those experiences with all the guys at deer camp.
See, I would love to go sit up in somebody's stand and hang a bird feeder and hang out, you know, for 4 hours.
Right.
Just to be, as you said, to be part of that whole cycle of nature and being able to be there as a quiet observer.
If you want to come over to my house and sit in the backyard, that's fine. We got birds.
Quite the same.
I mean, we got birds. I mean, we don't need deer. I can get one of those things and just walk across the yard and be like,
I have a bird feeder too.
Look, you propose that you have
you're offering options.
Yes.
I appreciate that.
I'm offering hope as Joe Sapecki.
That's so nice of you, Greg Buck.
Yeah, I'm here to help.
Really, well, really appreciate that.
You know, that.
That
leads me into another story about a good friend of mine, Todd. His dad used to deer hunt out of his kitchen window. Okay. Yeah, when you gasp like that, I think it's actually legal. I'm not sure of the whole rules, and I'm not going to divulge too much here, but... this guy, he was such a cool dude, and he couldn't move around very well, okay?
Okay.
And he would have a cup of coffee and sit at his kitchen table with a mirror. He would have the news on and the TV, and he'd be watching TV every once in a while. He'd lift up a little mirror and look back at the pond where the potato pile was. And if a deer would come in, he'd open up the kitchen window and harvest his animal. And then go, "Hey, you kids,
go get him.
Go get that deer for me." You know, that kind of thing. So it was kind of a cute little story about what happened.
No, there. I won't.
Well, what have you found, Johnny, because you've been doing this for a long time, as far as the younger generations of hunters, are you seeing, because numbers are down, at least as far as the number of licenses, I think, that are getting issued.
They are. It's a dying breed, really.
Is it because of chronic wasting disease? Is it... the expense? Is it just a combination of all these things?
I think that has something to do with it, Jane, but I think, you know, the big part of that equation is the aging hunter, okay? So a lot of folks are just kind of aging out of this process, and they're not reintroducing it to the younger generation, okay? And hats off to Joel Clayfish and Danielle for having their program and reintroducing this great sport and all the different sports that are available in the state of Wisconsin. What a great place to grow up and to have this ability to, sure, to be able to harvest your own food like that. So, but I think it's just, you know, a lot of things are going on. The chronic wasting disease certainly doesn't help. It makes me a little iffy.
A little twitchy.
We're always processing our own deer because we want to be very, very careful about how that happens.
Yep.
The aging population and the regulations, it just all this combination of stuff and young people like, you know, why hurt the nice little deer, you know, kind of thing. All those things kind of come into play, Jane. That's what I think is going on there.
Well, and I think it's interesting that you say that because we were talking about car deer crashes,
mm-hmm,
which are just up massively because the deer herd is pretty big in Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's huge.
I mean, we need to do some thinning out.
Well,
you guys.
That was the question I had. If the deer hunting population dwindles, what is going to be the management? What is going to be the means of control of keeping that population down then?
Yeah. Well, that's a great question, and I think that's something that I think a lot of us from the hunter, the guy that's in the field, I have some challenges, and I think a lot of the people that I hunt with have some challenges the way the DNR is managing these herds. I think a lot of it's knee-jerk reaction. I think they're guessing a lot, you know, because how do they get all these numbers and data? Do they flyovers and count these deer? You know,
how are they coming up with that number?
You know,
yeah.
So it's just a frustrating thing, and how they're going to manage it, I don't know, Greg. That's a great question.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so very much for joining us at the last minute.
My pleasure.
Johnny Watermelon, be safe up north when you leave on Thursday for deer camp.
Do you hear something, Jane? What do you hear?
That means Todd Alba's show is coming up next.
Oh, I thought that was a Randy Deer in the forest.
No, stick around. The news is next, followed by the Todd Alba show from noon to 2 o'clock. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You're listening on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Maybe get Tiffany to break up with old Lee. She come on with me. That'd be a lot of fun right there. Sure ain't looking too good for me right now. Is cocktail and hearing deer snorting running off. What's the difference between a rub and a scrape anyway?
A tree can be a warrior, battling global challenges with greater courage. A tree can be a solution, cleaning our air, supporting our communities, and protecting our wildlife. A tree can be noble, growing hope in every corner of the world. That's why now is the time for trees. Millions of trees. Join our planting movement at arborday.org.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legend. Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up. That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's informative.
Have neither of you been on sleigh rides before?
Yeah, never. Never. No. I've never been on.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've been on like dozens. Oh, my gosh.
We gotta do it.
And I don't even like winter.
What kind of life are you living, Seth?
He was way up in the... He was in the, like, really...
Northern
up.
Minnesota. Yeah, yeah, I mean, come on.
Every neighbor
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5.